95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. It's Morning Hog Happy Hour. That means Josh Messar-Prada is here for Morning Hog Brew Review. Steve's also here, but you knew that. You know what's
going on. Yeah, he's over there.
All right, we started out with a Corona sampler. We are now entering another Corona sampler, but completely different flavors.
Right. So they're both Corona seltzer samplers, hard seltzers.
Okay.
4.5% alcohol, 100 calories per can. The first set, like you said, was the tropical variety pack.
Yep.
And now we're going to hit the berry
Corona
variety pack.
Seltzer berries. We do our berry chart frequently. This may change the berry chart. I don't know.
Well, so I think we've talked about this in the past. So this one is blueberry acai. And if you look at pictures of these two fruits, I think we're being bamboozled slightly.
Really?
I think they're just the same
fruit. Really? They seem very similar?
Yeah. I think they look identical.
They're both roundish.
And blue.
And blue. Right.
Well, you know, the berry industry, we don't dig too deep into it because I feel like it's sort of like...
The Berry Commission has it under wraps, I think, at this point.
Ooh. Yeah, we don't want to think. Well, that's got
smells like blueberry.
Oh, my gosh.
You smell that right over there? I mean, that is just...
Kind of makes me think of the... The red, white, those red, white, and blue bomb pop things.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm with you
kinda
on that.
Kind of gives you that
that
sense.
Vibe a little bit. Yeah.
That's a flavor kick right there.
One hand, bomb berry pop.
Yeah.
Other hand, Corona seltzer.
Yeah. Mm.
Sounds like a weekend to me.
I mean, Corona seltzer is doing this right because, you know, where other seltzers may give you a little bit of splash of flavor, they're giving you two scoops.
Two scoops.
Right?
Two scoops. That's right.
You know?
Two scoops
it's like
of flavor.
Berries in your cereal or whatnot. You guys know. You know what I'm talking about. All right, what are you cracking next?
So next up we have blackberry lime.
The blackberry,
that sounds really good.
Oftentimes the forgotten berry when we do our berry chart, but it is right there. And when you throw a lime in there,
man, you put lime with anything, I think
twist.
It's going to taste great. Really,
I'm with you on that.
Yeah,
I'm a big lime
citrus
guy.
Lover.
You guys are lime enthusiasts.
Yeah, lime enthusiasts. There you go.
All right. Oh wow. Okay, that is a different. That's a different. See, the lime seems to jump forward more in this one to me.
Hmm.
Agreed.
Isn't that weird? How some berries can overpower the lime and some can be like partners, you know. Let's go 50-50 split.
I think that says that on the can. This is a 50,
Yeah, it says if the blackberry and the lime got divorced, they have to split their assets evenly, and that's what the flavor you get right here in this can.
So it's interesting to me, as I'm looking at this, is the blackberry lime is actually 90 calories.
Really?
Whereas everything we've had so far today has been 100 calories. So
get
for some reason, that blackberry is like, you know what, I'm going to take 10 off for you.
Let me chug a little bit more.
Let me do you a solid.
My stomach said thanks. Yeah. Thanks a bunch. Mm.
Actually, the next flavor also is 90 calories.
What?
They're hooking us up.
All right.
We got back 20 calories today, guys.
So I don't have to do these squats? Is that what you're telling me? I don't have to be doing this right now?
Yes. I prefer you wouldn't.
Stop.
All right. Yeah,
okay.
Please.
Okay, cool.
I'm stop.
Split my pants during the segment. All right. What flavor are we in now?
So we're going into raspberry framboise.
Oh, framboise.
Okay. I don't know if I'm saying you're the English major over there.
There's that framboise beer that I chug a lot.
So. All right,
let's get into that a second. Okay,
I don't know what that is.
Well, it's French for, of course, the bread of the fruit, and of course, it started in the 1700s.
I'm done doubting him on this stuff. Every time you look it up, he was
Mayor Framboise was the guy who came up with the idea for the Eiffel Tower.
No.
Maybe that's I don't know.
That's not how it went.
It must be the seltzer talking.
Mm.
Okay, though. Right?
Yeah. I mean, raspberry for sure.
It's got the standard raspberry, but then there's that little...
And whatever I assume a framboise is, that's what it tastes like.
Yeah, we'll find out after the show. Probably have to retract a lot of stuff. But right now, it seems like a great idea.
You definitely get the raspberry kick up front.
Yeah.
Right.
For sure.
And what's great, I mean, so far, every fruit that I've tasted actually tastes like the real fruit. They're not artificial... trying to make it taste as good as they can as far as, you know, the sweetness and stuff like that. It tastes like a real fruit, so it's really refreshing and nice to experience.
It is. It's not, these aren't too sweet. We should tell everybody too, which is good, but the flavor is forward. And it's not like that, as Josh is saying, it's like that candle version of the flavor.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, where you'd be like, it's kind of cherry-ish. All right, our last berry is?
Strawberry kiwi.
Oh, yeah. You know, we have a friend of the show named Kiwi. Mm. And he's from
Australia or New Zealand.
New Zealand. Yeah, he'll strike you if you hear just that. But I saw him last week at the Metallica cover band show.
Oh, yeah.
And he had a seltzer in his hand. I don't know if it was his flavor. Ooh. I'm going to assume it was.
Mm.
I would assume it. Yeah, I mean, if you're called Kiwi, I think you'd have to. Yeah.
Well, this is
like a Kiwi.
This may be my favorite of the berries.
Mm.
That's good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Kiwi brings it on strong. And is a Kiwi a berry? I don't know.
The kiwi is a fruit because it has the seed.
God, here he goes again.
So is a blackberry.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah,
exactly. It's a fruit.
Yeah, yeah, but blackberry's a berry.
But he was asking if they're berries.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate having me. I don't know. How do you differentiate between fruit and berry? Like this?
I don't know.
We'll get into it later.
Yeah, I guess so. One has a vine? I'm not sure.
Yeah. That was a fruit berry blast. Oh, all right, so there are two almost competing Corona seltzer samplers.
Yeah, but you can buy them both at the same time.
Can you? Mm. Where, yeah. where can we buy these?
Total think? Wine, ABC, yeah. Publix's, oh. Or check out the website.
Oh, srprod.com/beerfinder.
Look there
it
you up. Go.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, I'm ready for it. Wow. I don't want to go online yet. I just want to have more of those.
Well, yeah, pick these up. Like I said, count down the Cinco. Give a shot every week until you actually hit that point, and then we'll be ready
right.
to party.
It's the right way to do it. I haven't thrown
Maybe
away.
We'll have our chips by then.
I haven't discontinued my gym membership yet until Steve gives us the chips. We'll just keep doing squats. And, well, cheers.
Are we getting dipped, too?
Well, no, it's salsa, bro. Salsa.